You look like a real scruffy airline pilot.
Oh, yeah. Like someone that's diving, like going into the jungle, running cocaine.
What's that movie with Tom Cruise? That one?
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's like the
The CIA. He works for the CIA.
He gets done. Oh yeah, I won't give it away, but
yeah,
we've all seen it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, welcome to Jason Toby Movie Reviews.
How's the sound?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Cool, man.
Yeah, all good.
We can hear.
You can hear.
Worst lead into a show ever.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to In the Green Room, episode 13.
Come on, give it its justice. It's 13. The grand final. It's grand final edition.
Grand final edition. Come on. Grand final edition of In the Green Room, episode 13. Lucky 13. Your favourite number.
We're going to have to do another one after this for the superstitious people out there.
Yeah, we will.
With us today, you can probably tell who we have on the screen, from Malabula to Merriweather and Mayfield in between. Jason Toby, club legend.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Played in a couple of great grand finals. And
one for the club. Not many, actually. I didn't win many, but played in a few of them. So hopefully the boys tomorrow turn it around and get a win.
Yeah.
And obviously this weekend is special to your heart, because you normally are one of the last men standing back in your playing days as well. You were there and thereabouts.
So I had to hang around as long as I could, even when I was coached. I think that's why I coached for so long too, so I could hang around for these 3 days as well. So it was always a good time, and always a good celebration, because most of the club were usually hanging around in the end of season games, and at least we had one or two in the grand final at least of the days, like tomorrow. So yeah, it's always a fun day, and it's good, I think, that the club all hold off their celebrations, you know, until the end of the year, and we can all do it together rather than do it, you know, staggered. So yeah, it's good.
Well, I don't know, I've been knocked out in second or in first grade, and I think I went every Monday in the semis.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing, but as long as you don't stop, you know,
keep it
going, and everyone's here for that last weekend, it's good.
Yeah. What do the boys say? Settle then lift.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That was a motto. Yeah.
Well, we got knocked out in fourth grade. Finished a couple of weeks ago.
Mm.
We got knocked out, and we held off.
You haven't shaved since.
I haven't shaved since. No, all cut me hair.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, let's get to you, Jason. You grew up Malabula way, out in the peninsula. Tillagiri Peninsula, not to be confused with Tomaripa Peninsula.
That's correct, yeah.
The better part of the peninsula. What brought you?
I had a rugby background. I played rugby with Tillagiri Tigers. They had a rugby side up there. Rugby was the only thing in that area at the time when Mum and Dad moved up. I was born in Newcastle, moved up there at about, I think I was about two. So from then till 20, I lived there. And then, Tillagiri Tigers, the rugby was the only thing up there. So Dad got me into the rugby. And, I played that till I was 14. And then league started up there. Rugby died. And then the Panthers, Mighty Malabula Panthers started. So I played with them until I came to the Greens. So the reason I came to the Greens, I went on an end of season trip with them. They played a rugby tournament. Bagsy was coaching, and it was 92, end of the season. And they were the Newcastle side that got picked to go and play up in Dubbo against all these other regions.
Yeah.
So Matty Russell was the reason I'm at the club. He's my cousin, and he was playing here as well. So he just said, look, do you want to come away for a weekend? So yeah, I said, yeah, they were short of numbers. So I just came to the Burwood for the first time I'd ever been to the Burwood, and jumped on a bus to Dubbo with the older crew then too. It was George Tantewski and Lee. And those guys were all playing. Shorey, first time I met Shorey and Ed and Sharky, and we went up there for a wild weekend in Dubbo.
Yeah,
I think we made the final and got beat by a million by Carry On. I think it might have been all the inmates at that stage. But
so you sent the field on the bloody penal column.
I think they did up there. Well, they were pretty handy, because I think we led 7-0 and got beat 70-7 or something. So we started like a house on fire, and then they got us. But it was rugby, regardless of the rugby, it was just a good weekend, and I had a good time with them all. And then I ended up going back and having one more year up in league with Malabula, and came back the year after that. So but that was my introduction. So Matty Russell's probably one that got me here.
Right. Not many people would say that Matty Russell's done something.
I know. You know, he's
a big fan of the show.
Oh, massive, and vocal too. Yeah. So he had to get a shout out early. He asked for a shout out early, so you got that, Matty. So that's right. No, good fun.
Do you remember your first game?
Yeah, I do. I played third grade against Wanderers. We had round one here at Townsend against Wanderers, and I got picked in third grade and played 5-8 in that game, and I marked And I know him now. I didn't know him at the time, but Bozo McCanch. He was probably, you know, he was going down the grades that stage as well. And he, I just looked across and went, how big is this 10 on market here? I'm a twig, and he's a massive unit. But, and I'm pretty sure we got him that day. But yeah, that was, and that's one, that was my first, yeah, that was good. Like, I obviously had a few trials, but that was my first actual club game, and having it here against Wanderers in round one.
Was it here? Yeah, it was here. So that was
memorable.
Yeah, cool. How'd you go your first game?
Yeah, I think we won. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we won. I don't know. I didn't play second grade. I went to ones from three, so that was handy. So it must have been all right. But yeah, Crawley gave me a crack up there, I think a week or two later. So yeah, it was, I think, yeah, it was all right, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. And so when you came into first grade, what was your position? Wing or fullback or centres?
My first grade debut was at 10 against Singleton.
Yeah.
At Singleton. Yeah, and result. I think they might have got us by 30, and I think I think I was 10 and Jacko was 15, and I think they worked that out pretty quickly that we probably should swap that around. So I was a 10 there. But that first year I played too, when I eventually got the first grade, I moved around a bit. Like Jono and I played in the, Wayne Johnson and I played in the centres a bit. I played fullback, I played 10, but then by the end of the year I'd fullback was sort of earmarked as my spot. So
cool.
Ended up there.
A couple of good seasons with that squad as well, making grand finals, and we've spoken about it a few times on here.
Yeah, you've had Monk and Camo and all that on, and yeah, it was a really good crew. Like not much success for that crew, but I mean, it was, I think, the club, we'd had a few lean years since 89, and I think we got here at 94, and it coincided with Jacko and myself and Matty Russell and Jono and blokes like that coming over. So we had a pretty handy back line, including Monkey and Dalbs and Chipper and blokes like that and Shorey as well. So it was, yeah, I think it was just sort of like the stars aligned, and we ended up with a pretty good side, and our forwards were, for, you know, copped a lot of flack, but they were still pretty handy too, and probably didn't like us as much because we'd try and score off everything as soon as we got it. So there wasn't much patience there, but and we were still learning a lot. We were still learning the game too at that stage. You know, we were all pretty green. I played it as a junior, but not much since then. So, but look, it was good fun.
And tell us about, there's a song that you brought to, I've been told that you're the reason that this song came to the club, or one of the first bus trips that you went on.
Yeah, look, and we have to, probably let everyone know that we actually got this from a university guy, this song. We'd gone away to a touch footy tournament in Dubbo one year, and we had a guy playing with us, Steve Arnold, his name was. He played for uni years ago. And he said, oh, I've got this song, and, you know, it probably, you know, we needed songs to sing on the way back from Dubbo, long way, you need songs. And American Pie doesn't go that long. Long, but not that long. So, he taught us this song, and because, you know, Jacko, Matty Russell, Jono and myself were all on that bus and we played here, we thought, well, you know, that gives us another song. Like, we love the Green song, but it goes for, like, you know, 10, 15 seconds. Yeah. So let's get something else to sing as well. So we, and uni had not, you know, that era of those guys was Steve Arnold had moved on, so they weren't playing, so they weren't singing it. So we said, oh, this will work for us. So
that's right.
So I can't take the credit for inventing it, Pug, but yeah, we did bring it here.
We've made
it our own now. Oh, no one else sings it.
It's one of the best, and it is one of the best. And
oh, I think so. Yeah.
I do remember a time when we sang it that much that they had to tell us to stop singing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're allowed to sing it at the Burwood anymore.
Yeah. Because there's obviously some words that
crazy.
Yeah. You can't say. But, and I noticed they've tweaked it a little bit too, because a few of the words they've taken a few out, and the kids have made it. You know, they've shortened it today.
Have they?
Yeah. A few little things that they've taken out, but look, it's the same song, but yeah, let them go.
Let them have it.
Let them run with it.
That's good. And so in between that time as well, you had a little stint over at Mayfield. What made you get over
there? Yeah, I went over there. When was that? That was, I think it was 99. Yeah. I might have gone over there. Gaz Considine and my family, before we moved to the Bay, Mum grew up in Mayfield and Dad grew up in Maryville, so they were from that area. Gaz was hounding me to come and have a run. It's not that all my mates were here and that, but I just think I got a bit stale as well. I had an injury in 96 or 97. It's a bad facial injury that sort of wasn't the player I was, and you know, I had a bit of confidence. The confidence was down a bit, so I just think I needed a bit of a change, and I did that for a year. Another grand final we lost. Maitland beat us in that one. We made a grand final with East, but I came straight back. I loved it. The blokes were unreal. It was a good time, but it just I didn't really fit.
You know. Your other cousin was playing there too.
Yeah, Luke. Yeah, Matt's brother, Luke, was over there with me as well. So, yeah, that's right. So Luke, he was another reason too. Like, you know, I hadn't played much with him, so I played a lot of my career with Matt. So I went over there as well and had that year. And like I said, I came straight back the next year and they won that year. So there's the common denominator. Yeah. I took off. They beat Wanderers the following year. So, and I think we ran sixth or seventh. So, but look, at the end of the day, I stand by that decision to come back because I had so much of a good time here. This was my club, and that was just something Gaz asked me to do, and I did it. And yeah, it's done. Can't change it.
Yeah, no, it's done. Been power to you. Yeah. I mean, I've played for Waratahs, mate. Probably the anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah. So end up back here, and yeah.
Did you come back and play first grade after that?
Yeah. I came straight back into ones. I played first grade here until about 2003, I think, and then back into 2003. I ended up playing seconds.
Yeah,
that's the year we won. Yeah, we won seconds. We had a good side.
Who was in that side?
It was a good team. I got dropped in first grade that year.
You got dropped in first grade.
That was the year, wasn't it? Yeah. People would get dropped.
Oh,
in first
grade. I don't know. Well, Hawley went up for me, which I always thank him when I see him. Thanks, mate. Didn't get many premierships here, so I got that one off him. So yeah, Gawley took Hawley up, and I went back down, and we had Nick Lesberg, who ended up being a country player. Price, he played with us. Nathan Goodwin, Brent Aglin,
Tristan Cady.
No, Tristan wasn't there
Mick
yet.
Williams.
No, Mick Williams was on one wing. Pat Daly. Yep.
Not Pat Daly.
And Rousey was half. Yeah. And the forwards were, I think we had the chef, Toddy Jeffrey, the chef, one of the Cardews, his hooker.
Is that the photo where he's rolling the back? I've got a photo at home, the team photo, he's rolling someone's backyard.
Oh, it could be, mate. Oh,
Joe's wearing a hat backwards. He's wearing his.
Yeah, Jade was probably in the photo.
He was in the team.
But I don't think
he played in the first grade that year.
He played in the first or third that year, but he wasn't. I don't think he was in that team. But
because I'll always remember we packed in a scrum at May East and he was knocked out and he went and packed in the wrong into the May East side.
Oh,
what? Yeah.
I tell a good story with Jade. And he won't mind me saying it now because we have a laugh about it all the time. The year I played with East, we played the Greens here and I think we won by a bit, and at the end of the game we're shaking hands and I shook hands with Bocker and said, "Oh mate, when did you come on?" And he goes, I started. So I felt bad. I didn't even see him out there, but we have a giggle about that all the time.
Well, mate, he's a top forward. He's doing his job.
That's exactly right. I said, think of it as a positive, mate. If I haven't seen you, you've been killing it.
Yeah, you're
in the thick of it.
Yeah, then coming back, you obviously with that 2002, and then you dropped down the grades a little bit, and I regard you as one of the best clubmen that has been in the club that I've experienced. You open arms kind of thing. Maybe that comes from coming from Malibu and coming in here.
Yeah,
but there's been some crazy nights that you've been involved with, like balls and reunions and all that. So
they usually end up with
the 100 year was pretty good. I'll never forget the one we had. We had one at Club Phoenix for some reason. Remember that one?
I do. Not much of it, but I remember we had some obscure venues like that at times. But they were all good fun too, and they usually ended up with me having too many beers and getting on the microphone at the end of the night.
That's what it was singing.
What's the song? What's he go to?
That one was probably a Paul Simon one.
Call me out.
That was it was American Pie when I got here, and that was just too long. I was doing my head in. It was getting too long. Every verse, and I tried to cut it down. I go, "You missed the verse," and I'm like, "Oh," so everyone knew it. But yeah, mate, I've sort of tried to stop doing that as I'm older now, to start singing
songs.
What is
it, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes?
No, it was You Can Call Me Out.
I knew it was one of them.
I've seen you do that at the Burwood a few times.
Yeah, you're not lying there, mate. More than once, but yeah, I used to get into a little bit of that.
And then you went, so from, sorry?
There you go.
I was going to talk about the divisional. Well, you dropped out fourth grade, was it? The grand final. Mick Edwards, you and someone else, he said.
It was fourth grade, but because they didn't have a fourth grade at the time.
Because we had to play divisional. We had to play lots of games and muscle books and places like that. And that was good fun because for me, like, I know you have, you know, the club's pretty tight, but you don't get to play with a lot of those guys, and you know, like Walshy on the other night, like, I haven't played much footy with Walshy, and that was good. Blokes that I hadn't played much footy with, and it was really good to go down there and play with those, because there was a good mix of us old fellas and a couple of young guys who would come up from Colts and
injured players coming back as well.
So it was, for me, it was really good fun, and look, it probably gave you a few more bus trips than the first division mob did, or the Premier sides comp did, because you really only had Singer, occasionally a Bay one,
and you got to remember those teams. Well, Muscle Rufus Scone, that was their first grade too. Yeah. So they were tough, right?
They definitely were.
What's his name from Scone that went on and played the Waratahs? That is
Josh Cliff.
Yeah, they were
handy, definitely. I think people underestimate how good, like, the club performed in that, because our third and fourth grades, they were our third and fourth best teams, obviously, and, you know, as the grades are picked, and they were competing with pretty handy Muscle Brook and
it was good for me going up there, because I grew up Group 21 playing up there, so a lot of those guys have switched over to rugby, like Johnny Marco, a lot of those Muscle Brook guys, and they were tough football players.
Yeah, mate, there was always that Highbrook Park or whatever. Is that what it's called? Horrible. That's Muscle Brook. Lovely host, mate. Like, they'd put a big feed on for you after, look after you and everything.
They
named it the graveyard too.
We played there once, and I think there was no less than 5 spear tackles in the game. I think guys were just coming off just injured everywhere.
Because it's a hard ground as well. The wind, the westerly wind, the cold.
Mate, you second guess your reasons to drop down the grade that far, to tell you the truth.
I was playing out in the centres. That's how we were struggling for numbers.
well, that was the beauty of fourth grade. You had blokes doing that too. And that was a time when Frankie and Al Chapman and those blokes, was it Dom Brown, I think? They all turned up. All those English guys, turned up. And yeah, it was just, for me, I was keen to just enjoy my rugby and have a bit of fun down doing that. And I had a young family at the time too, so yeah, it was just easier for me rather than, you know, trying to prepare for it. Yeah, that's right.
But you won the comp that year, didn't you?
I think we lost in 05 against Wanderers, and then won in 06. Yeah.
Right. So did Wanderers have a side as well in that?
Wanderers did. Us and Wanderers, I don't know if there's anyone else, but I'm pretty sure, we definitely always did, because they did the same thing as us. They had their two grades playing down there as well.
Yeah, right.
Maybe even uni. Yeah. Okay. Uni at that stage had four too. Right. So.
And so what year did you win? 05? 04?
Oh, so it was 03 with twos, and then 06, I think it was, with fours. And like I said, been here for how long? 20 odd years, and they're the only two that I've won. I've lost probably about 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But they're hard to get, like, these kids now, like, you know, when we started on, I started coaching with Munzer and that, and they were just a good team, and they were always thereabouts. And the culture since then has been like, it's a winning culture. So we had some pretty lean years here.
That's what I was going to ask. You know, you started coaching, and what got you into that, and who got you into that?
Munzer just gave me a call out of the blue, just to say, look, he's back with the club, and I didn't know Tony at the time, and he was just looking for a former first grader to help him out with the backs.
Yeah.
And I might have done a little bit, and I think it might have been the stuff from fourth grade when I played. I was helping Doc out and stuff like that, and I'd done a bit with seconds with Roachie. I probably did, mate. It's all a blur, but Munzer just asked if I'd get involved with that, and so from then, I did those 3 years with him, and that was great fun. Look, that to me, those 3 years, even though we come out of it with no premierships, but it was probably the most enjoyable time of the club.
With you guys, that's right, and that was awesome.
Unreal, mate. And I like I said, you have as much, you have a lot of fun playing, and your playing memories are the best. But that came pretty close.
Yeah.
That was good fun. We just had a really good group of guys. It was a really good group. They all clicked. We just played a really good style of rugby, and it was just a shame we didn't get more out of that crew. You know, they didn't get more success.
Yeah. But anyway, Mums is back now.
He's back now, which is good, He could have given Kramer a hand. Well, that's right,
Would you go back to coaching?
Oh, I don't think so. Kramer asked me a couple of years ago to help when he first started. I think that was last year, was his first year, wasn't it? Yeah, and I went down to one or two sessions, but then things got a bit hard, mate, for me to get to it and stuff like that. I got some vision issues and that are, you know, hold me back with that sort of stuff. But I told him, look, I'm happy to help every once in a while, but they don't need me, mate, the way they're going.
And so with the vision and stuff, you don't mind talking about that?
No, not at all.
Because a player with such vision on the field is now, it's a, what would you call it, an irony.
Yeah,
so it's supposed to be you're unfortunately losing a bit of sight and stuff.
Yeah.
When did you find that out?
I'm 50, 51 on Sunday, actually. So 10 years ago, I was 40. So I was 40 and I was diagnosed. It was a family history of it. My uncle had it he got it fairly early. And I just had a bit of trouble with vision one day and went and got checked. And they told me that I had that. But it's a slow progression too. So for the next, up until probably 2 years ago, so 8 years or so, I was fine. One eye went, but the other eye kept everything okay. But yeah, so it's at the point now where, I'm not driving and stuff like that. I've played a bit of touch footy still in certain divisions, so that's sort of hindered me a little bit now too. I'll still play in the Greens comp this year, I'll do that, but I don't play any of the other stuff now. I think that's beyond me. But it is what it is. There's worse. I'm happy talking about it. There's worse people out than me, but it's just, as you said, for someone who loved, I still love being active and stuff like that. So that
you've got a bowling career now to worry about.
Well, they've been unreal. They're giving me, bright coloured balls and, someone down the other end with a rag. So, it is basically what it is. I'm losing my central vision, but I keep my peripherals. So if anyone sees me in the street and I don't wave, that's why. I'm not being rude.
Yeah.
Or I just wave to everyone. Who's that? I say that to Jade, my partner, all the time. She usually sort of says, this is so-and-so, and I just wave. I've done it so many times. I did it all at Westfield the other day. I was coming up the escalator, and there was a bloke I thought I used to work with. And I was going, hey, Stan, how are you? And he got up a bit closer, and I was like,
that's not
that
bad. That's what happens.
It is, too. There's not many Stans here. Not many Stanleys in the world. But, it is what it is. And it's not. Well, you don't go fully black blind, but it just makes it a little bit difficult. But all good, mate.
Yeah, you said you played touch footy. Did you play for Australia? Long ago.
2019 was the last time. My last World Cup. Yeah, I went over to Malaysia and played in that. And we won that. Played New Zealand in the final. That was good fun.
Was Josh in that?
No, he played in the one before 4 years, but he was living in the UK.
He's
back over there now, so he hasn't played for a little while because he's back.
Your cousins are talented touch footy players. Obviously, you are Matty Russell. Wouldn't say Luke, but
Luke, you went alright too.
So all that stuff as well. I mean, you people probably don't realise that you have played for Australia and represented Australia in the touch football. Talk us through some of that stuff.
Yeah, that's good fun. It keeps you active, and if anything, it probably helped my rugby more than anything too. Because at this stage, between when I moved from up the bay down to here, or before I started playing with the Greens, I probably had a year or two where I didn't play any footy, so I just played touch footy, and it did. It helped my game massively in the fact that for your vision and just finding space and just keeping the ball alive and stuff like that. And like I said, Maddie and Jono and Jack Allen that were here as well, and
they're all touch footy players.
They'd had a background in it too, so it really did help, and we had a good combination. But it was good fun, and the trips away are unreal. I got to go to Scotland for it, I got to go to Malaysia with it, and obviously State of Origins every 2 years, we go to Queensland, they come down here, so just good fun. Team sport.
Are they probably as crazy as what's the
they'd be as weird
would they be yeah. Oh, there's some oddballs. Especially the Sydney bikes, they're a bit crazy, but they're all right. But it's a bit harder because you do with that sort of rep stuff, you're sort of like your mates here, blokes who you might play sport with locally as well, but the other blokes you meet at that higher level, you're only catching up with them, you got a bit of a lead up, and then you have a massive big blowout at the end of it after the tournament where you're probably only one day with them a massive night. Or if you're overseas on those trips, you'll do a couple because you're there for a bit. It's like any team sport, it's good fun, but every sport's got their oddballs.
So I didn't know touch footy in Scotland. Is it big in Scotland?
They're getting pretty the European countries are getting stronger at it, they're getting better. Most of the finals are Australia, New Zealand still. All the time. But South Africa are okay, and England and Scotland getting better. So they're a long way off it, but
same
rules. All the rules are the same.
Run and dump. All the stuff I love.
All that all stuff that I love looking forward to. That's right.
Do you have any fond memories of the old green room?
They've all been said, Pug, I reckon. Like when you listen to Monk and Camo and some of those other guys speak, it's those times where the mopeds jumping over people when we first started, and they talk about them a bit. I know, it's the best. But when they used to, when I first started playing here, I lived on the corner of Frederick and Robert. That's where I moved. So it was pretty handy. No, other end, Frederick. Frederick Street and Robert Street. Yep. So there's a mansion on it now, but it was a little house there. So I moved in there, and so basically I'm 100 metres from here. And Wednesday, like, we train Monday, Wednesdays, and every you know, they've talked about it. End of the month keys were just massive, and I missed that many Thursdays at work because of it, because they just got big. Like, you go and have a couple, and you'd eat your, they'd have the boiled potatoes, you'd eat them, then you go down the bird, and then suddenly that'd we'd be there forever. And then some idiots say, let's go to town, and we're like, yeah, and we do that, and then I wouldn't see work on Thursday, and that happened quite a bit. But that was just, yeah, just good times.
Is that when you work in the government though? So,
oh yeah, we always worked in the government. Yeah,
so doctor's
Well, I had to get one, but I had a good doctor, you know.
You started working from home before working from home was a thing.
Yeah, that's right. I used to have to organise to try and get sick on the Wednesday just so I could, you know, get the certificate for Thursday, so I'd lead into it. But yeah, that was, like I said, I don't think there's any, yeah, those nights were just good fun, and they were really impromptu. Like, they weren't meant to be big, but they ended up being big. So some of those midweek ones I remember just as much as any weekend after a game.
Yeah, right. Midweek ones are always awesome, whether it be green room or just going to just after, or remember the old RSL.
They would just snowball.
It would just.
Well, Sunday arvos.
Next thing you're not home till Saturday morning before kickoff. It's crazy.
That's right. And that happened a bit. Yeah, but Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff too. That helped. But that RSL on Sunday arvos was so much fun.
Yeah,
that was just a really good. It was just pretty much a lot of the club there.
Yep,
just having a good time.
Took me 4 days to walk home to Winter Street once from the Burwood.
Speaking of vendors, you had a great house guest who's a big fan of the show. He's good friends of ours. He lived with you for a while.
He did, yeah. He lived in the flat out the back. Yeah,
it's probably 4 or 5 years, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know if it was that long. Yeah. No, it might have been. Might have only just spent. I don't think got to three. Might have been 2 years that he was there. Maybe a little bit longer.
Did the boys drive him out? Because
I think they were sad he left because they got
some of the pranks were all gone.
Yeah. Can you tell us some of these?
Smooth lived in. Yeah, I had a granny flat out the back of my house over at Adamstown Heights, and my boys at the time were probably teenagers. Yeah, they were probably early teens. Early teens, and you know, little scallywag, as you call it. And they what they did, they. We found a dead snake in the backyard. They put it in his shoe at his door. They glad wrapped his door about head height.
They
put a lot of effort into that. And I didn't know they did that. And then they put that head height.
And he come home
late at night, opened the screen door, and he's head-hanging himself with that. They put spiders. He hates spiders. They put them in his car because he never locked his car. And it was just it was poor. I had to pull him out once. I said, "You're getting cruel, boy. You're playing on his babies."
The dead snake would have been enough. For me,
it was
like having an older brother, really, isn't it?
And they tip water on him from the top. He'd sit downstairs and have a smoke on the bench seating under us, and they'd tip water on him from the balcony. But he got him back because Nathan's bedroom was down near where opposite there was like a deck separating the house, so it was separated. Yep. But he'd sit out there and have a smoke and have a chat to himself for about an hour and a half. So Nathan couldn't get any sleep, so he'd learn a lot that but he couldn't sleep. But it was, it was entertaining. Training time. They liked it. They were pretty sad when he went. Oh, wasn't
he's a good man.
He is a good man.
Love him.
You've obviously got the kids. They never played rugby.
No, they didn't, mate. And every year they would say, like, oh, we'll have a game. But I think they were just doing it because I was involved. Yeah, yeah. So, no, mate, they play local football. I got a call. I'll get in trouble if I call it soccer. Yeah. They play local football. And Nate's pretty handy. Yeah, he's playing a bit of first grade at the moment.
Yeah, who's he play for?
He's with his Rosebud at the moment. So he's been there for a couple of years, and Coop's playing just all age with his mates at Katara and having a good time, so he's looking to travel. So
yeah, cool. And you've done a bit of travel yourself as well.
Taylor, my daughter, she's a horse rider. She was a good netballer, but she pulled the pin on that. She's riding horses and she's back in town now, so yeah.
What, track works?
She's nearly 6 foot, mate, so there's no jockey there.
They're all tall than you now.
She's into the equestrian. Coop is. No, Taylor and Nate haven't got me, but so she's into the equestrian, the eventing and that, mate. So she's right into that. So, yeah, they're all going good.
We've had a few old horses go to the equestrian.
She's had a few ex-race horses, mate.
Yeah.
Yep.
Any of ours?
No. Don't think so. No.
Are you in the Greens horse?
No.
I did get asked,
but I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened there, but yeah.
It's just come back into pre-season, into pre-work.
I backed it. I actually backed it.
Yeah, I backed it as well. It was a good second. One of the best seconds I've seen, by the way.
Probably got as much money as them anyway. syndicate. There's a million in it, but yeah, no, we did back it. Yeah, so we'll follow it, mate.
Yeah, next year, mate, it's going to be big.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess the next sort of questions we like to ask, who's the best player you played with or and against?
Oh, yeah.
We ever played together, did we?
No, we didn't. No, we haven't. Oh, look, I would say probably Steve Merrick,
yep.
The best I've played with.
Yep.
Like, I credit him with probably, like, mate, he got me into the country team.
Yep.
Like, I went away to a country camp and I was lucky. It was myself and Scott Dattle Bozek were the fullbacks.
Yep.
And Scotty was a good player too. Yeah, Dipper was a good player. And they put him on the opposite team. It was like two teams. And I got, Steve was my halfback.
Yeah, right.
And Dipper was on the other team. So yeah, they played together forever.
Backing him up.
So he, mate, he'd take a quick tap and I'd just be off his shoulder.
Yeah,
he was lightning over 20 and then he just offloaded. And then, so he, I credit him with getting me into that sort of stuff. So he would probably be the best. But in that countryside as well that we had a bloke called Scott Faber,
yep.
who ended up playing for the Wallabies and being a pretty good player.
Yeah, yeah.
He was only a kid at that stage. I think he was maybe even 18 or 19, but you can just tell then he was class as well, and he cut the trial up. So he was probably, I'd probably say Steve, because I played, you know, with him and against him a lot more, but yeah.
And best player you played against, do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
What about from the club?
Oh, from the club, probably Jono, probably Wayne Johnston.
Yeah,
yeah, I think. I think so. I think Jono, and look, people will laugh too, but like Matty Russell was great for me too. As a fullback, and he played on the wing, and just the combinations we had. You know, he was a winger, but he had good vision. I think it was a touch footy as well too.
Yeah.
So he was handy, but I think Jono could just change a game. You just couldn't tackle him. Like it was just bizarre. Like, you know, he'd do what everyone else did, but he just had good feet and. He was just a good player.
Yeah.
And he was too good at this stage for that comp. He'd just come back from the Broncos, you know, his shoulder was stuffed. So he'd been playing a fair level.
Oh, was he? Yeah, he played for
Broncos. Yeah. Right. And look, he's been back at a few things with us this year. And it's been good to see him come back.
Yeah, because
he's obviously been living out at Cameron Park and he's involved out there with the touch footy. Him and his wife are pretty full on with Walls End touch footy.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to get him back to all these reunions and stuff. And he's turned up this year and he's come to a few of them.
He came to Old Boys Day, I think.
Yep. Yeah, he did. He came. We were all away for that one. He turned up too. So that was good. So it's good, mate, when we're trying to get all those older folks back involved too. And leading into that, Camo Hainsworth's done a really good thing with that Carlton Alive that he started up.
Because,
that's just snowballed.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good, mate. And that's what we spoke about. And the reason that's come about too is because Camo's obviously spoke to Mousy about it, you know, someone from another generation. But even with the passing of Laney, our mate Steve Lane, like, you know, at 58, we're not at the age where we're going to too many funerals, but that's, you know, when we get to... You know, those blokes in their 70s and 80s are only meeting in funerals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We run into guys, you know, after Laney's and said, look, we can't keep doing this.
No.
Let's have a day where, if it's four times a year, let's do it.
Yeah,
don't make it annually, because if it's once a year, then someone misses. They've got to wait 12 months. So if we do it every quarter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think Camo's got one lined up on the 27th at the bowler.
At the bowler,
27th of November.
Yeah. It's going to be a ripper. Make sure you get there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, do yourself a favour.
That WhatsApp group is just every morning. Someone else has added
this. Having a few hundred on there.
Oh, easy. I think I had a look the other day because he's
only
an admin now. Yeah, it's about 150, 132, I think.
Yeah,
and that'll grow. He's adding people every day.
Yeah.
And Goldie.
Great stories.
And I saw Beck Young's on it now too. That's right. They've got good. And all the stories, that's great. And that's what it's about too. Keeping that sort of culture alive and letting these younger guys know that there's, you know, there's history before them and they're as crazy or crazier than they are.
There's some good little bits of banter on there.
Yeah. That's good.
Tomorrow, you're going to get down the game tomorrow, obviously.
I am. Yeah. Yep. Looking forward to it.
Third grade, how do you?
Yeah, well, look, I haven't seen much of third grade, but obviously they finished first, so they've been, you know, they won the major semi. So, but it's one, like, you know, it's Wanderers. It's the arch enemy, so it's always going to be a tight tussle. But yeah, mate, I'm confident they'll do it.
And first grade?
Yeah, I like first. Their game two weeks ago, like, I think, you know, everyone knows they were lucky to get out of jail there. And I think Hamo might have even left a few points on the field. But, like, to our guys' credit, they just stayed in the game.
Yeah,
like, they were playing pretty ordinary, but they stayed in the game. And that's the key. I think if you can play bad and still be hanging on, I think, you know, they did enough to fall over the line. But I just think that's probably the kick up the arse they probably needed leading into this one.
They just looked complacent and a little bit, I don't know,
maybe a little bit of stage fright at times, because it's a young team too, and it's a first, you know, we haven't been in a GF for a while, and it's a big occasion. But look, mate, they stood up, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's just good to have, like I said, as an old boy, it's good to have a team back in. You know, you love winning those lower grades, but you want a team in first grade. Yeah, you want a team in first grade.
So, well, I've been telling people, because with the prospect of us having three teams in, which the second grade went down last week, pretty much the same way we won the week before,
yeah.
I've been telling people to stay clear of the 2291.
This
weekend. And what do you mean? I said, if you've got somewhere to go, just go somewhere else.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I couldn't get a motel.
Couldn't you?
Really?
It was great. There's green banners everywhere. There's the old
your place.
The sacred site of the old Henny Penny Merriweather. It's got a greens banner up.
Oh, has it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
There's one on the Prince. There's one.
Yeah, I saw the Prince one. There's someone on someone's house.
Yeah, Scenic Drive up there. It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And the community get behind it too. It'll be a good crowd if you see green and we're over. I suppose we'll be over on that opposite hill as well. So
jockey's getting there early to set up some marquees. Jockey's getting there at about 7 o'clock to set up a few.
That's good.
Marquees over on that hill.
Yeah, no, it's a good exciting day.
Make sure you get to the game. It's $20 a ticket, but it's well worth the money.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can listen to you.
Yes, you can listen to us on Bar TV Sports.
I'm just gonna listen to you while I watch the game. Boys.
The old transistor.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Just that.
Let me get the players' names wrong. I might as well have his always.
Well, with that, we've come to the last.
The best question.
The best question.
Grand final weekend. Should we make it more grand final? It's Wednesday after a grand final. It's an impromptu trip away. You've got to pick, me and Parker are coming.
Yep.
But you've got to pick three people to head, let's say, to the casino in Sydney. Who are you picking?
After
drinking from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. That'd be last man standing. I just picked three people who were still going by then. Who would I pick? I probably would take Russell.
Yeah.
I would take Matt because he's entertaining. We need someone to laugh at.
Someone
needs
a Band-Aid as well.
He's close. He's a walking chemist, so that'd be good. No,
he's the Band-Aid. You don't know
that story?
No.
Yeah, there's a story about when he's playing first grade one day and he took his shirt off, basically getting strapped and everything, and they noticed Matt had Band-Aids on his nipples.
He said
the old shirt was chafing the nipples. He's never lived it down. I think he gets Laney used to call him Iron Nipples like that as a nickname. So, and apparently went downstairs when we presented the jerseys to first grade on Laney's day here. Mm-hmm. I think he presented his jersey to Jack Miller and gave him Band-Aids with the jersey. That was a nice little touch.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so I'd say I'd have to take him. Who else would I take? If it's a bender like that and we're still going, then it probably has to be Dane Cordner.
Yes.
I know.
He's coming on for you, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll turn up at some stage this weekend.
Oh, this is the longevity of it. If it was early days, he might not have made the cut, but he's in if it's that long.
Mm.
And the third one. I'd probably take Billy Dunn because he'd still be there.
Yeah. The little engine.
And I don't mind having a
you'll
beer
take
with Bill.
Roach.
Too emotional. Maybe that's too long. That's too long. I would have had enough by then too. I still have nightmares about counselling him at the beaches that night. He got his tongue pierced and he had his tongue in a glass of ice. But I told that story on that car in the live the other day where he was like, within 5 minutes, you know, he was down in the dumps about his tattoo and his tongue ring, and 5 minutes later, you know, tongue out of the ice and dancing on the dance floor. Yeah, got the ballet moves out again.
What prompted him to get that?
You'd have to ask Jade. Has Jade been on?
We did have him, but we
haven't had him for a while. I haven't done it with him.
But we had him and Merv on last year, I think. Me and Jonesy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let him tell that one too. But he did. No, that was on a trip to Sydney. I don't know who he was with down there. I don't even know if it was with guys from footy. But yeah, he had a pretty fun time. And,
thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
No worries at all, guys.
This is one of the ones I was looking forward to. So, not that I was looking forward to all of them, but we thank everyone throughout the year for coming on.
We had a good chat about our Malabula mates. Yeah. Gareth drinks with a few of them out the Seabreeze.
Out the Seabreeze.
Yeah. He's turned a babysit.
Scotty Bateman. You still don't know him. He knows you.
Anyway, all the best, Scotty.
Big fan of the show.
Good luck to the Greens this week.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to it. Go the Greens.
Huge.
Massive.
Yeah, can't wait.
Finally, got a motel.
Yeah, well.
Surely you've got a mattress.
I'm not even probably going home.
Oh, really?
No, I've told Leo.
I had the flat still involved.
Go and stay with Smooth.
Yeah, maybe.
You'll have your...
I know you will.
See you later.
All right, thanks everybody. Thank you.